I'll be shocked if we are. Yes. All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. We'll begin if you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we'll start with a public comment about items on the agenda. Does anybody have a public comment at this point about items that are on the agenda? All right, so we'll move on to our next item, the approval of the minutes for March 8th, 2022.
I move that we approve the minutes for the minutes for March, what was it?
8th.
8th,
22.
Put your glass on,
Greg. All in favor of the approval of the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we'll go to the next item, approval of the agenda for May 10th, 2022.
I motion that we approve the agenda for May 10th, 2022.
All in favor of today's approval of today's agenda?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll move on to our informational items. We'll first receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
I don't think the chief is here because he's finishing up on a call he's had in Mid-Springs, but for the month of April till now, we've had 6 fires and 17 medical calls, and the only thing I can say is that we've slowed down in the past. We've had a lot of rollovers lately. And as far as fires go, when you're burning and having a controlled burn in an area where animals are also at, make sure the manure piles get put out. They reignite pretty quick. So if you see smoke, there's fire somewhere. Just keep putting water on it and turning that until it's all gone.
All right, thank you. We'll receive a report from Metro.
How you doing? Nothing recent. But if anybody has any questions, I'll take time to answer for them. And we're going to stick around, so if you have questions after the meeting, go ahead and just grab us real quick.
I appreciate that. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools regarding recent news. We're just wrapping up. At the school, we've got a couple weeks left. There is the Missoula Theater that they are prepping for their play this Saturday. If you want tickets,
I've got tickets.
And you can get them from the school, from Megan,
from the post office.
But you have to have tickets for that event. And there's two times at
3 and 5:30.
Thank you.
Tickets are free, but we just want to make sure everybody has a seat. So that's why we're doing tickets, just to make sure. I hope we have the problem that we sell out, because that would be awesome. I've been down at auditions for the past 2 days, and the kids are just glowing. They are having so much fun. They're doing great. So please, if you have a chance, come watch them. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What's the date?
This Saturday. At 3 and 5:30.
That's great.
And we have kids from high school all the way down to elementary school that are participating. So.
Okay. And you have tickets.
And then we will have graduation out here in 2 weeks.
And what date is that?
That'll be on Thursday.
Okay, what time is?
26.
You have to have tickets for that, so?
No, I haven't heard anything on tickets for that. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
We have adult team basketball at the school gym from 6:30.
Do you charge admission to come watch? That would be pretty
No, but we do like to have a donation of $2 for to kind of keep the program going.
The adult team?
Uh-huh.
And is it Teens Against the Adults?
It's mixed, although sometimes we'll play a game like early with the adults versus the teens later. It's not any good, so.
Yeah. Until they're worn out by then.
Yeah, we're good for about 5 minutes, so.
Speaking of games, are they going to do something about paying to go to the football game, something where they're trying to read your cards?
Well, that's
have time to get in.
That's a different thing. That we can address. You can talk to me about that later, but yeah, that's not Parks and Rec.
And then we have adult team volleyball on Tuesday nights from 3 3 to 5. However, this next, not this Tuesday, not this Tuesday, following Tuesday, because of graduation, we will not have it. And then this Wednesday for the basketball, because of the practice for the Missoula, we are not having basketball. You'll have basketball will be next Wednesday, and then not the Wednesday, and we'll start up again. And then the volleyball will be next Tuesday, not the next Tuesday, and then the next Tuesday. Got it. I do. I'll get it wrote down.
She'll share it on there.
So I can also put it on Facebook. I don't know which.
Hey.
I think that's it.
One more very, very important thing. When is hay coming in?
We are cutting. So whenever it gets out of the field, we'll have hay.
All right, yeah, okay. I don't know that that falls under Parks and Rec either.
Not
really
Parks and Rec.
But I mentioned that too.
I spent all day yesterday.
Sean will be available after the meeting if you have any hay-related questions.
I just spent an hour stacking my gold. It was $25 a bale.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you very much. Do we have a report from Valley Electric?
I didn't get anything.
Okay. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right, so several things going on, of course, the play, which is super exciting, so please come. The Family Dollar is moving along. You see that you've got the facade up there. They're still looking at beginning of July, first week of July, hopefully for grand opening. We'll have a more specific date pretty soon, but they've got their permits that they need, so we're moving along. The gas station is moving along too. I've been working with Luke on that. We're working on getting their pay system worked out and everything. And those poor guys, they've had a hard time of it. So. And the past, they're going out for, I told you guys last month about the engineering, for the engineering of the redo of the pass, and we were having to farm that out, get a consultant on that, because just like everybody else on Earth, we're not having employees to be able to handle the volume of projects that are going on. So we're working on that, hopefully beginning of 2023, which I would like it sooner, but that's where we are with that. I know there's been a lot of talk about the bike path, and I know some of you are probably here to talk about that. I'll give you a little background. Those of you that come often, you know how it came about. Every spring, every fall, we do go through a process of budget requests or capital improvement requests, and that is your opportunity, the community's opportunity, the CAC's chance to vote on things that they would like to see for the community. This isn't a shopping list, this is more of a wish list. There's no specific budget set aside for these requests. These are requests that if there were to be an extra bit of money in some bucket somewhere, public works, parks, what would you want? Anything from streetlights, traffic signals, which we know we don't want those, but things like paving of roads, improvements to the park, and some of the things that have come out of that are the improvements to the park that we got, the paving of Jade, and one of the things that's been discussed for the past several years was a walking path along Quartz to allow for safer movement of kids on bikes, people pushing strollers, people that are walking their dogs, people being able to roller skate, if any kids roller skate anymore, skateboards. And especially since we are having some improvements along Quartz to connect the whole thing. So when the commissioner was out with the Director of Public Works, that was one of the things on the wish list, and he said, hey, that's something we can do. It doesn't require a big budget like the pass or like, doing the back road, which is in excess of $20 million. This is something that Public Works is able to do without having to make it a big project. So they have been, that's been in the works for a while. We talked about the different options, where it was going to go. We had, actually this is still up here, from when we talked about where it could go, because they can't do it all at once. Part of the problem is from Artesia to the community center. Most of the way, if you look, we don't have a map, but most of the way there's 100-foot of right-of-way all the way down towards. The paving is only a portion of that, so we're able to do the path in that excess right-of-way, the part that's between the paving and the property lines. We have 20, 30, some places 40 feet of that along most of it. When it gets to Artesia and this way, it's different. We don't have that same excess right-of-way. If you look at a map, you can look it on our website, it's different. Those lots were those little tiny lots, like in Good Springs, those old maps that were all those little tiny lots. So we don't have that right of way to be able to just go do it. So that is going to take a little work because we're going to negotiate with the private property owners on those on that section there. It or actually, in this case, I think it would be a little bit easier. But in that section, we don't have the space to do it. I think there's only about 10 feet. And the whole purpose is to not have it right next to the road for the safety aspect. It looks ugly right now. I get it. And I hate that it started out ugly. But the problem is they came out and started it. An emergency project came up in town. They had to pull the crew off to go do a nighttime job. They would never intend to leave it that way. It's not finished. They're going to come back, pour it, straighten the edges, fix all those things. So yeah, it's ugly right now, and I called the guys and said, you guys, I was on vacation when it happened.
You really scared me, baby.
Well, it scared me a little bit too. I get back from vacation, it's like, oh my god, what are they doing? You know, I mean, it doesn't look good. So I actually took pictures, and I texted the guys, and I said, our public works guys, I said, please tell me that you're still working on this. And absolutely, that is not how they believe things. But it is, it's not a favor, but it is like a little special project. So, when that crew had an emergency situation where they had to get pulled off, they had to go respond to that. So, it's not that we're not important, but we're getting this special thing that we asked for, and so, they will continue working on it. I saw a lot of comments about what's going to the bar.
Yes, it
is. It's important.
It goes to the bar. I have to tell you, that's also the snack shack.
Snack shack.
And if you don't have a car and you want some dinner, you might be going to the snack shack. And you might be riding your scooter or walking your dogs or pushing your stroller. So the intent is to connect all of Quartz so that you can go from the senior center, go get your lunch, come back, go to the store, go to the Family Dollar. It's to connect all that in a more safe manner. Yes?
So you probably discussed this in a previous meeting that I wasn't here for, so forgive my ignorance, but the reason why you chose the south side of the street, not the north, when most of the facilities are on the north side?
And I know that doesn't seem to make sense.
Right.
If you looked at the maps, you would see that it made sense.
Okay.
The road, so I said we have that 100-foot of right-of-way. You would think Quartz is right in the middle. It's not. It's like this way. So if you've got 10 feet here and 40 feet here, where are you going to put a path?
Sure.
You're going to put it where there's room. So believe me, we went back and forth on this, and it was a hard discussion. And I wish it wasn't that way, but it is what it is. We have a road that exists, and we could not have what we're asking
sure.
for.
No, I'm
so, yeah, so it was a tough decision.
It might be an odd thing to ask, but it might be beneficial maybe at the intersection where the school is to put a crosswalk.
Well, yeah, those are things that we can talk about.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely, we can do signage, we can do crosswalks. Crosswalks, we have found in town, are like kind of like a false safety measure.
Sure.
Because you see a crosswalk and you think, this is where I can cross and I'm going to walk out, people are going to stop. People don't always stop.
Sure.
We'll see. Let's see what kind of use we get. It may not be an issue. It may be a big issue. So let's use it. Let's see how it gets used, and then we'll be able to address those sorts of things. Yes.
Someone called me and mentioned that one little problem. The
aprons from the street to the path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the first time they try to take a large trailer out of there, they're going to tear that path right out.
I got it. And okay. So that's another part of, it's not finished.
Okay.
I mean, they can't do anything all
I time. Will let them know that.
I would love it if they had like one of those cartoon things that goes along, and it puts out.